This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
On board Air Force One, the president and I talked about how energized he is to take on Donald Trump, his likely opponent. Biden told me every time he hears Trump speak, he gets, quote, juiced up.
Ah, yes, the Washington Post's special correspondent for they don't want to say what, Jonathan Capehart. A little flight on Air Force One, then sit down with Joe Biden and fluff him. And get him to say that he regrets using the word illegal when talking about a murderer, because he wouldn't want to offend the sensibilities of other gang members who are coming here to murder young women. You're a Democrat Party. You know the old saying, don't you? More Democrats, more murder. Is that an old saying, Michael? It is around here. More Democrats, more carjacking. More Democrats, more looting. More Democrats, more riot. More Democrats, more burning police cars. Yeah, that's Jonathan Capehart, and he sat down with the President of the United States and got him to say that he regrets. Jonathan Capehart brought the word up, regret. Do you regret saying that he's illegal? Because, you know, leftists all say no person is illegal. That's a lie. Illegal aliens are illegal, for example. It's the terminology used in government documents, and it has been forever, from Congress to the federal law enforcement agencies and beyond. They think that Trump voters are illegal, but gang members from Venezuela, just out of prison, who came here to murder, they're okay. The Democrats have their back, as Joe Biden says. Remarkable stuff. Well, happy, happy Monday to you. I hope you had the time of your life watching the Oscars last night, or completely avoiding the Oscars last night, where a lot of the people were wearing bloody red hand pins, which in the Gaza are a symbol of the lynching of two Israelis in the year 2000, nearly 24 years ago. The Palestinians lynched and butchered two Israelis. And when the murderers went to the window of their building and stuck their bloody hands outside the windows, two blood-drenched hands, because they had just murdered two Israelis for being Jewish, the bloody hand became a symbol of the Palestinian struggle to commit genocide against the Jews. And the Democrats, including their Jews, have joined the struggle to kill all the Jews. And they're wearing the bloody hand last night at the Oscars. Pretty amazing stuff. Yes, sir. And I was just talking a couple of minutes ago about the psychiatrist and speaking to the Washington Times about Joe Biden at the State of the Union. Was he amped up on drugs? Was he on amphetamines? Because the story in the Washington Times is an excellent story on page 3 by Jeff Murdoch. Excuse me, Jeff Murdoch, who is a real news reporter. And the headline is psychiatrist, colon, I guess psychiatrists love their colons, too. Biden's speech exhibited stimulant use signs, says speed, volume, indicative of Adderall. Adderall, they're giving Joe Biden Adderall. They're giving him drugs. They're amping him up on drugs. They didn't want him to fall off the, and that maybe that's why he couldn't stop talking to people walking down the aisle. It took him forever to get down the aisle. But Jeff Murdoch in the Washington Times today. A psychiatrist who has worked with elderly dementia patients, well, that's Joe Biden's wheelhouse right there, said President Biden exhibited signs of stimulant use to mask cognitive decline in his amped-up, aggressive State of the Union speech on Thursday. Mr. Biden, 81, often raced through his remarks. Why do they always have to bring race into it? With the speed of an auctioneer, loudly shouting his words despite having a microphone in front of him, speed and volume of speech can be a sign of using Adderall or another amphetamine, said Dr. Carol Lieberman, a forensic psychiatrist based in Beverly Hills, California, who would probably know a thing or two about this. She said, if you look at how Joe Biden usually is, slow and stumbling, compared to how he was during the State of the Union, fiery and angry. Fiery is the Democrat Party issued word. It was in almost every headline the day after the speech. Fiery and angry. These are signs that are typical for someone taking Adderall or any amphetamine, she said. Dr. Lieberman, who has not personally examined the president, that doesn't matter when it comes to Trump talking to people and putting it in the media, but never mind that, said the signs of potential pharmaceutical use go beyond how Mr. Biden spoke during the nearly 90-minute speech, but also in his mannerisms. For example, Mr. Biden typically rests his hands on the podium while delivering a speech from the teleprompter. During the State of the Union, he frequently gestured and moved with his hands at a rapid rate. At various points, Mr. Biden appeared to slur some words. He does that all the time. That's not new for the president, she said, but sometimes slurs his words when he gets excited. But Dr. Lieberman said the speed in which he slurred suggested that he was psychopharmacology helped. That's drugs. Amazing stuff. So Mr. Biden unusually energetic performance raised some questions on social media. No one is going to remember a single thing Biden said tonight. Everyone is going to remember how weirdly amped up he is, how bizarrely fast he was speaking, said former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on X. Frank Luntz, a Republican pollster and political consultant, wrote on social media that Mr. Biden's address was the loudest State of the Union speech I can remember. Let's see whether undecided voters like being yelled at, he said. The White House dismissed the criticism as well as the question about possible drug use. The translation of that is they agree with us that Joe Biden hit a home run. This is what the White House is, spin, spin, spin. Republicans cried after he beat Paul Ryan in their 2012 debate. That's what's going on here. And it didn't work then either. Sorry, the president kept them up past their bedtime last night, White House spokesman Andrew Bates, an arrogant little putz, said in a statement to the Washington Times. Sure. But there is some evidence that Adderall, which is used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, could also be used to treat cognitive diseases such as Alzheimer's or dementia. And, Joe Biden falls into all these categories, doesn't he? Yes, he does. So there it is, your Washington Times, which is one of our fine newspapers in Washington, the Washington Examiner. Honestly, got great stuff. Not the Washington Post. The Washington Post is death. But never mind that. All right, Joe Biden. Lunch Bucket Joe. He was being fluffed by the Washington Post's, well, one of their fluffers, Jonathan Capehart. And the news media couldn't be more excited about it because Jonathan Capehart got him to say, well, you regret using the word illegal when talking about the murderer of a 22-year-old nursing student, Lakin Riley. Right? And he said, oh, yeah, I regret that. I regret that very much.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So you regret using it. Okay, now everything's better. Now you dust your hands off. He said he regrets doing it. And the media said now he's apologized. So now it's okay. And we can get back to murdering nursing students with our Venezuelan prison gang friends. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Yes, sir. Now, speaking of Lakin Riley and the Democrats and Joe Biden regretting maybe not describing the murderer in the most generous terms possible, even though it is the terminology that is used by the federal government and law enforcement, There are aliens. There are resident aliens. There are illegal aliens. Those are aliens that are illegally in the country. It's not an insult. It's terminology. You know how they love us to use the jargon of every profession every time a story comes along? But when it comes to illegal alien and resident alien and alien, you know, Sting sang a song called I'm an Alien. I'm an illegal alien. I'm an international in New York. He had to change it to international because, you know, there are song lyrics there and all that stuff. But now you've got Democrat senator, an awful, terrible, horrible senator, and a racist. Raphael Warnock. You know Raphael Warnock. Georgia, part of that whole debacle down there in Georgia. Amazing stuff. And, you know, the headline, Democrats, Texas Democrats cringed when Biden referred to migrant who killed student as, quote, an illegal. Yeah, how dare he refer to an illegal alien as an illegal? That's just shorthand for illegal alien. Maybe they'd prefer it if he said it, an illegal, stinking, alien, murderer, criminal gang member. Maybe it would have been better that way. What do you think?
Look, they built the country.
That's right. And he said that illegal aliens who are gang members from Venezuela who murder nurses built the country. He actually said that. Isn't that amazing? Gosh, what a country. What a political party, the Democrats. They are really something. All right, let's go, because Raphael Warnock, who is not on the side of the United States of America, he's a leftist and not an especially intelligent person, and he's not a serious person. He'll carry whatever lie the Democrat Party tells him to carry, you know, the party of the Confederate States of America and Jim Crow, because Democrats, just amazing. So here is Senator Raphael Warnock. He was on CNN yesterday, and he's really upset. Now, keep in mind that when George Floyd died of heart failure while resisting arrest in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Democrats turned him into a political symbol, and they burned our cities from coast to coast. Dozens were murdered. Thousands were injured. Billions in property damage. Courthouses, police stations, police cars, untold numbers burned and destroyed by Democrat mobs that the Democrat Party put on the street, and that the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, helped raise bail money to get the criminals back on the street to commit more mob violence. And here is Raphael Warnock, Georgia Democrat, U.S. Senator, on CNN yesterday, having another act of journalistic gratification performed upon him. And those darn Republicans are politicizing the mobs, the millions of illegal aliens that the Democrats have waved in the country just because they're murdering innocent nursing students, because they're Venezuelan gang members just out of prison. And what's really upsetting, two things to them, that Biden used the word illegal and that the Republicans noticed that this is one of those moments that the vast majority of the American people might not approve of the way that the Democrats approve of murdering 22-year-old nursing students and then ignoring it and shouting down anybody that mentions it.
It's unfortunate that in this moment of grief, there are those who are trying to score cheap political points. The border must be secured.
Sure.
We know this.
We
There's
know
agreement
this.
About that
we
on
don't
both
do anything
sides,
about it.
Which is why we had a bipartisan piece of legislation before us
one
just
senator.
A matter of weeks ago.
It's bipartisan.
And the fact that there are those who walked away from this bipartisan legislation or at
H.R.
least a chance to debate it, and now they're trying to score political points in the wake of a young woman's death, that is craven politics at its worst. It's what turns people away from politics.
Go burn a bank.
And I think we can do much better than that.
Torch
a
police
car. Border. And we can make sure that we are doing everything we can to make sure our children are safe.
They attacked the federal courthouse, the Mark Hatfield Courthouse in Portland, Oregon, for 100 days. They locked police station doors and set the building on fire with police officers inside. They burned more police cars than anybody can count. You should shove it, Senator. How about that? And by the way, your hero, George Floyd, was a career criminal junkie drug addict with more fentanyl coursing through his vein than almost any living person could take. Because as a coroner pointed out, if they had found him dead at home with that much fentanyl in his blood system, they probably just would have called it an accidental drug overdose. And he died of heart failure. See, Minneapolis has fallen on Al Gore's Amazing Internet, a well-made, very important documentary, Minneapolis Has Fallen. And it's absolutely free. You don't have to pay for it or anything. Tell you everything to know about the truth. Yeah, they're trying to score political points. Maybe we should burn cities from coast to coast, as you guys have instructed. Seems to work for you. The Democrat Party is the party of criminals, isn't it? Yes, it is. You know, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and so much more. With thousands of five-star reviews on Al Gore's Amazing Internet, you know it works like a champ. I've got two at home. They work like a champ. Any smell will vanish in just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more. No match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules. O3 molecules seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules get behind and under every piece of furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, there are no filters to buy and replace on a schedule over and over again, spending more money. No, you save that money and the time. Start enjoying your home again. Get several Eden Pure Thunderstorms. Right now, you can save $200 American on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Put one in your teenager's room, the laundry room, so you get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, anywhere that you like to breathe clean, fresh air. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code CHRIS3. Chris and the number 3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris3. Yes, sir. Yeah, the Democrats are so full of it. If you vote for them, you probably need a brain scan. There might be a lack of activity going on there. You're not paying attention, honestly. Yes, sir. I got George Stephanopoulos for you today. Now, what do you hear this interview that he did? Absolutely amazing stuff. And he got it all wrong from start to finish because he's a Democrat, not a journalist. That's coming up. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Joe Biden, after a State of the Union where he's amped up on cocaine or methamphetamine or fentanyl or something. And then he went out and found a microphone and he continued to fall down flights of stairs where there were no flights of stairs. And gaffes galore from Joe Biden. Also, George Stephanopoulos proving to be nothing more than a pimp for the Democrat Party, which is what he's always been. And the Secretary General of NATO, who's the head guy in charge, the head man in charge of NATO, he was on CNN this morning and naturally was asked by the Democrat fanker, that's a fake anchor, hey, Donald Trump said he wouldn't defend NATO countries if they don't pay into the common defense. And the NATO chief responded to the question. You're going to want to hear this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right. We all know Joe Biden is a racist, and he's always been a racist. And he didn't want his white sons going to school in a racial jungle in Delaware. Because, you know, corn pop and all that. When they were racially integrating schools late in Delaware, because Democrats, he said he didn't want his sons going to, and his daughter, who he showered with, who became a drug addict and a sex addict, and what a nice family they have. And he didn't want his sons going to and daughter going to school in a racial jungle because he's a racist. Now, sitting down with Jonathan Capehart, who is black and not very heterosexual, and they were having this discussion. And because he's black, everything's about race with these people. I remember a time long ago when the country was a lot less racist than it is today. And the reason is the Democrat Party believes that racial division serves their political interests well. You may remember that LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, famously said some terribly racist things about black people and how he manipulated the black vote and said, I'll have those beep voting Democrat for 100 years. He used the N-word, as he apparently often did. And here's Joe Biden talking to Jonathan Capehart. I guess after a ride on Air Force One and then they, you know, back massages, foot massages, they had a couple little, moments alone. And here's Joe Biden talking to Jonathan Capehart. And Joe Biden making, he said, black wealth has increased 60%. Does he mean in the last 3 years since he became president? Because I actually have this crazy thing called a memory. And I went and grabbed a story today from 2019. 2019, you may recall, 2019 was the Trump administration, and President Trump had secured the lowest black unemployment rate in the history of the country since the Republicans took the slaves away from the Democrats and the Civil War, you know, the Confederate States of America, that was the Democrat Party. But here's the headline from CNBC. CNBC, October 4th of 2019. Black and Hispanic unemployment is at record low. Black and Hispanic. The jobless rate for Hispanics hit a record low of 3.9% in September, while African Americans maintained its lowest rate ever of 5.5%, the unemployment rate. The unemployment for Asian Americans was 2.5% in September. The jobless rate for adult women came in at 3.1% because President Trump had a booming economy, abundant, affordable energy, gas, natural gas, heat, keep your grandma warm in the wintertime. There have never been more black and Hispanic Americans in the workforce, Friday's Labor Department job report showed. Now, this is under Donald Trump. Right? The jobless rate for Hispanics, record low, 3.9%. African Americans, 5.5%. Record low unemployment rates. Under who? Under Donald Trump. Then the Wuhan Red Death hit because Anthony Fauci was funneling money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They were engaging in gain-of-function research, and we got COVID-19. All right? So here's Joe Biden talking to his pal, his personal fluffer, Jonathan Capehart, on, hey, you said, you know, corn pop aside, that you were going to have our back.
You promised Black America that you'd have our back. Do you feel you have our backs?
I have your back, and I'm not more, as much as any president has in American history since Lyndon Johnson.
What? As much as any American president, not like Jefferson Davis, who is a Democrat president, president of the Confederate States of America. Lyndon Johnson, famous Texas racist who used the N-word all over the place. They blamed him for a disproportionate number of African Americans dying in the Vietnam War. It really wasn't true, but they made that claim for decades. They probably still do because they love their old lies. Now, here comes Joe Biden. Of course I've got your back. And wait, more than any president since Lyndon Johnson. That would include Donald Trump, who created the lowest unemployment rate for not just African Americans, but for Hispanics and for Asians and for women. And that's true of Donald Trump's economy, right? But he's talking about Barack Obama, who was our first black president, Barack Hussein Obama, a Democrat, and he didn't have the backs of black people the way Joe Biden does, the racist with the racial jungle and all that stuff. Yeah, Jimmy Carter didn't have your back. Ronald Reagan created the boominist economy. See, here's the thing. If you're not a racist, what you do, and every Democrat is a racist, just driving down the street in their Prius, every Democrat is a racist. If you create the boomingest economy of all time, Donald Trump wasn't saying, hey, let's make an economy for black people. He's saying, let's make the boomingest economy ever. And then the black unemployment rate goes down to the record low black unemployment rate. The Hispanic unemployment rate went down to the record low Hispanic unemployment rate, not because he was building an economy for Hispanics, but because he built a strong economy, not a racist economy. But the Democrats want a racist economy. And here comes the racist Joe Biden with his racist patter about how black people need government programs to keep them going. And I don't know what he's talking about with this 60% increase in black wealth. That's certainly a lie if he's talking about the last 3 years since he became president. Jonathan Capehart is a fluffer, not a journalist, so he didn't ask any follow-up questions. But just know that Joe Biden has your back if you're black more than Barack Obama did, because, you know, you don't need an explanation and they don't ask follow-up questions because everyone is a mental dwarf.
Black wealth has increased by 60% across the board. And I wish you ought to interview some of the black business people here, the black leaders who are here.
Where?
They told me about how they're moving. They have loans. They have direct payments that are being made by the government to keep them going.
They have direct payments being made by the government.
There's not a single thing they can't do, given a shot. Just given a shot. It's not only black, but Hispanic and Asian Americans.
Yeah, you inherited the Trump economy. Then we had the Wuhan, which was a big bump, big problem there. But that is pretty amazing stuff. So a 60% increase in black wealth. And does he say in 3 years, you're saying there's a 60% increase in black wealth in 3 years? Is that what you're trying to say? And he doesn't ask the question because he's not a smart person. He's not a journalist. He's not an honest person. He's not looking for the truth. And nobody fact-checks him, of course, because the fact-checkers are frauds, almost all of them. Certainly Glenn Kessler at the Washington Post and PolitiFact, they're left-wing front groups and nothing more. Yeah, and the black economy has grown 60%. Really, since when? Because of you? Now, he also takes credit for 12 million jobs, and he did that in the State of the Union, creating 12 million jobs. One of the biggest lies ever told in the history of presidential politics. And our news media just sits in a hot tub next to a Democrat, and they got the circle fest from hell going on, honestly. And, you know, one of the key parts there, direct payments by the government to keep them going, talking about black people, because welfare is slavery. And the Democrat Party is the party of slavery.
They told me about how they're moving. They have loans. They have direct payments that are being made by the government to keep them going.
That's right. Direct payments made by the government. Because otherwise, a black business owner couldn't keep his or her business going. You need direct payments from the government to be suckling on the taxpayer teat. And then you're dependent forever. And, of course, which party is making direct payments to you? I'm telling you, you're a Democrat Party. Extraordinary. We've got a lot more. Let's take one more phone call. Let's go to Sandra calling from West Virginia. West, by God, Virginia. Sandra, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Okay, terrific. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, wonderful. I am well, more than a little bit angry at the Republican Party because they just won't go on the offense. The Democrats are great about that. They come up with these cute little labels. Everybody repeats it, and people fall for it. I mean, I've got one for them. Democratic Party, the party of elites and illegals, because that's what it is. The elite, you were talking about the Oscars, these people that make all the money, they don't know how much groceries cost. They don't care about giving the country away. They don't care about bringing in all these illegals, and they are, and that we have to support. So really, the Democrats are all about the elite and the illegals, and it's taking stuff away from Americans. And I just kind of wish everybody would start using that phrase, because that's what the Democrats do. And maybe alliteration would make it a little bit easier for people to remember.
Yeah, you bet. Well, the left is very good at labeling things. You're absolutely right about
yes.
that. And part of that is that they own the media landscape, you know, in the 90-plus
yes.
percentile. So they have the Jonathan Capehearts as fluffers all over the place, and Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, and the list goes on and on, these Democrat Party operatives. And, you know, Tapper literally.
They keep repeating it. They keep repeating it, and it gets into people's minds, and then they are just voting without thinking about why they're voting. And if that's the way our population is right now, somehow the Republicans have got also that they unify. I mean, it's stupid. They've got one mind, but the Democrats all get united in using the same phrasing, and you got to fight fire with fire. And the Republicans just aren't doing that.
You're 100% right, Sandra. And I talk about this frequently, actually, that the Republican Party should hire me and they should hire you for that matter to do their messaging
yeah.
for them. Because you're right, the yeah. Democrats are great at messaging as a verb.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're right, they repeat the lie. It's the old Joseph Goebbels of, you know, Hitler's Socialist Workers' Party. The old line is, a lie told once remains a lie. A lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth.
Did I hear you correctly yeah. say that perhaps he was influenced by Goebbels?
And honestly, they repeat the lie until it becomes the truth in the minds of the public, because
yeah.
they couldn't win with the truth. They would be a disaster on election day if the truth were commonly known. But the left owns the megaphone, and they've
yeah.
got, you know, the Jake Tapper, who's a former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer. Then they go to Jim Sciutto, who was an Obama administration official. These are their anchors, and
mm-hmm.
Dana Bash, whose husband was an Obama administration official, now her ex-husband, who signed on to that felonious 51 letter where the intelligence community lied to us and ran that operation against
yeah.
the American people. You know, it's everywhere. Chuck Todd, former Democrat campaign staffer, his wife works for the Bernie Sanders campaign and takes in millions of dollars from the Bernie Sanders campaign. Because communism works in America because we have so much money, you know. But you're right about the messaging of the Republicans.
And I think you have to really always come down to the thing about what people care about most. And I know abortion is still out there, like that's the most important thing in the world. But I think for most Americans, when they vote, it's going to be what's in it for me or what's being taken away from me. And so I kind of wish Republicans, I'm afraid a lot of people really don't care what's going on in Gaza or whatever. The masses of Americans, they care about their pocketbook. And if they kept, I mean, hey, we're going to have riots one way or the other. You may as well just say, you know, the illegals are taking away your money. They're taking away your schools. They're taking everything away from you. To me, that's the only way to approach the election, to keep it simple and make it really hit home with a lot of people.
You're smarter than the average member of Congress from either party. And you should
you
should be messaging for the Republican Party in Washington, because you just intuitively do a better job than 90% of the Republicans in Washington do, quite honestly. And I know, Sandra, you think it's obvious, and that's because it kind of is obvious, but why the Republicans are incapable, and honestly, you know, Laken Riley is a perfect example, and I just played this, Raphael Warnock, Democrat senator from Georgia, attacking Republicans. Oh, you're making a political issue out of the murder of a 22-year-old nursing student by an illegal alien that the Democrats waved into the country. She'd be alive and well, and her family wouldn't be in misery. if it weren't for the fact that the Democrats opened up our border and waved in thousands of gang members from Venezuela and from Haiti and on and on. It's truly amazing. Sandra, you keep thinking.
Thank you, Chris. And you keep talking. I know you will.
No, thanks. Thanks, Sandra. That is great. And, I tell you, the media just doesn't report the news and they don't follow the news. It's amazing. There's another story, medical news today. Sleep apnea associated with 50% higher risk of memory problems from medical news today. Joe Biden, we learned recently, has sleep apnea and now sleeps with, a CPAP machine, BiPAP machine? What is one of those machines? With the mask on his face? What, you don't know, Michael? It's one of those machines, for sleep apnea. Amazing stuff. If only we had a media, what would they do with their brains? They'd be out in the street playing with them. That's what they'd be doing. We've got more Joe Biden. We've got more corrupt news media, too. And Dementia Joe. Dementia Joe has got to go. Go to the Chris Plant store for the the new Joe Biden t-shirts. Got a Liz Cheney update. I've got Mark Levin for you and Byron York. Great stuff. We are at 888-630-9625.
You confuse me.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Ah, yes. And we are back. The Democrats bring bad things to life, You know what I'm talking about here? Joe Biden at the State of the Union was yelled at by the father of a son that was killed by the troglodytes during Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. And instead of using our excellent air base there, decided to go downtown to downtown Kabul to the Hamid Karzai Airport, where our Marines, our people were in the middle of the melee instead of out at a very highly secured airbase. It made no sense at all. And 13 Americans were blown up. And the father of one of those Marines, Steve Nakui, shouted at Joe Biden during the State of the Union.
America is safer today than when I took office.
Lie.
Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%.
Abby
30% they went up.
United States
Marines. The biggest increase in history.
2nd Battalion.
It was then.
Now, Steve Nakui was dragged away by the U.S. Capitol Police and arrested, and he was charged with a crime. Somebody interrupted Donald Trump's State of the Union address, and he was taken away by the police, but not charged with a crime, because we have two systems of justice. Now, the young Marine that was killed there, had an older brother, and they're very close. It was Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui that was killed by the suicide bomber. But Kareem Nakui had an older brother, and his older brother went to his younger brother's gravesite about a year after he was killed in Afghanistan, and the older brother committed suicide at his brother's gravesite. And so the father lost two sons, not just one. And Joe Biden still hasn't said Lance Corporal Nakui's name. He still hasn't properly said Lakin Riley's name. He's mangled it a couple of times. You might think that he's not on our side, and you'd be right. You're a Democrat Party, and this poor family.
Thank you.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.